Note on the 5th century, page 327, meditation 10. Here the manuscript ends. That the author intended to continue his work there can be no doubt, and we may therefore conclude that he was prevented from finishing it by his too early death. It is a loss to us that it is thus incomplete. Yet in the work as it stands, we have perhaps a sufficiently full statement of the main points of the author's religion and philosophy. Like all other creeds, it will perhaps only appeal to those minds which are prepared to receive it. But it is one, nevertheless, which must command the respect even of those who are least inclined to accept its teachings. It presents Christianity, or at least Protestant Christianity, in its most favorable aspect. Nor is it likely that as an eloquent and persuasive exposition of its leading doctrines, it will ever be surpassed or superseded. There are no doubt some few things in it which even devout believers will no longer hold themselves bound to accept as necessary to salvation. But on the whole, if the Christian faith is not to undergo an entire transformation at the hands of its modern apologists, it must be expounded as Traherne expounds it, not as a collection of soulless dogmas embodied in formal confessions of faith, but as a great reality, which is of the deepest concernment to all men, and without which the life of man is an inexplicable enigma. Printed by Ballantine and Company Limited, Tavistock Street, Covent Garden, London.